It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 185. Sam, they say, you know, it's always good to try to podcast your weight, and I think we finally, are halfway
exactly.
There.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like 182 right now, so.
Wow.
I've already podcasted my weight.
Jeez, I can't believe you didn't announce it.
Yeah. I hadn't weighed myself, so I wasn't exactly sure, but I could get up to 186 for next week if you want to easily get to 186.
We could pretty easily keep, you know, track our weights with the episode numbers.
How much could you gain in 1 week, do you think? Without like really trying to kill yourself.
I can tell you. When I went to Chicago or whatever. Well, for some reason for me, it's always... I don't know what it is. Like when I travel, it's the most depressing thing in the world. Cause I always am like, all right, I'm not going to be, if I'm on a diet or whatever, and then I'm taking a trip, I'm like, I'm not going to fucking, you can't diet while on a trip. That's just not possible. And it's not worth putting yourself through for me.
It's stupid.
So I'm always like, okay, going to Chicago. We went to Chicago for like, what, a week or something. And I literally fucking gained like 10 pounds. It was, but I think something weird is going on because every time I've done that, and I've done it a few times.
gain 10 pounds or?
Yeah, like gain a shitload of weight after a trip.
Yeah.
Like over the next 3 days, it goes away sort of pretty much. Yeah. I don't get how that would work. Like I'm, you know.
I know, it's weird. I did the same thing. I was only gone for not even a week, 5 days to that trip, and I gained like 4 pounds, but. Another thing, I don't know if this happens to you too, but I stepped on the scale.
It was unbelievable. I was like, oh my God.
I always think like, well, I'm going to be walking a lot and like just being really active. So it'll, you know, I'll just burn extra calories, but it doesn't even matter. Makes no difference.
It must have something to do with flying. Like, I don't know. You know, there's got to be some like water weight science something because it doesn't, it all goes. That's what I don't get. It'll go away pretty much. Like I'll only have gained, you know, 2 pounds in a week.
Yeah,
of real weight, but but how?
So dumb. I don't get it so fast.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
What do you have to? What is it like? 3,000 calories a pound?
Is it 5,000? What does that mean?
Well, they say like if you reduce your calories by like whatever 500 a day, then
it's probably. Yeah, is it more of a percentage? But yeah, you have to reduce by 500 a day to lose like a pound a week or something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Roughly. So that's why I'm just thinking like, how could you eat an extra 8,000 calories in like 5 day vacation?
That part I understand.
An extra 8,000. Yeah, I guess like an extra 1,000 calories a day.
That's not hard. Yeah. That's literally one number one meal.
Number one, that's one number one.
Number one. It's one, it's a number,
number two,
one.
It's like two number twos.
Seriously, if you just have like a Big Mac, which is not, I eat those in a second, plus fries,
that's true.
You're already looking at like 1,000 calories.
Oh, man. Impossible. I have a quick story to
this. Now I'll turn that back around on you. How do you not eat 1,000
calories? I know, it's calories? Impossible.
Yeah, what
do you got? What was I going to say? I tried to get back into like hardcore keto this last week and I just keep failing. Every day I see like a tortilla and some cheese and I'm like, tortilla, it's like 20. It's nothing. I could do that. And then I do that a few times a day and then it's the whole thing's ruined. Right. So I haven't really lost any weight. What? 1 calorie per pound equals 9 pounds. Anyway, I went to McDonald's today, of course.
Yeah.
And I don't know if everyone that you go to has this, but all the ones now have the two lane, you know.
Yeah.
The two lanes, which I don't like, but I guess it makes sense. Otherwise, because there'd be cars out. Well, yeah, it's just weird.
Okay. Hold on. We got to break down the two lanes. Yeah. I love it because more McDonald's, basically.
That's true. But
I usually run my car in neutral down one of them, and then I walk through the other one just to get double my McDonald's.
But there's not two McDonald's serving places. It's still just one.
There's not McDonald's. Two McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it's not like
if there were two McDonald's, then it's the greatest thing ever. It's still just one McDonald's, so it's like an extra choice.
Oh, well, that's true, yeah.
I don't need an extra choice.
Can they build like another kitchen in one McDonald's?
Yeah, they should. They should just make double McDonald's inside of a McDonald's. Let me just put it to you this way. If you're having to make two lanes of McDonald's, then you need a second McDonald's.
It's like when you see those weird things that are like Pizza Hut and... you know, something else, but it's just McDonald's and McDonald's. Like there's two separate counters and menus that are the same thing.
Yeah. It would be awesome if they're like, do you want that from McDonald's 1 or McDonald's 2? Like everything you order.
Yeah. Let me get a McDonald's 1 fries, a McDonald's 2 quarter pounder, but grab the cheese from McDonald's 1 though.
Yeah.
McDonald's 1 to McDonald's 2.
Yeah, so it's frustrating because it's just still one McDonald's.
Well, and then there's
so.
Always the risk that some fucking asshole isn't going to do something right. That's what I imagine you're feeling, which is, okay, who's going to be the asshole that like tries to cut or like doesn't recognize that you should be in the spot because you ordered before them? And then, you know, it's always...
What happened to me today. Yeah. It's amazing how many times I go to McDonald's, first off. But secondly, how many times I don't have... an issue with everybody just does the weaving correctly. Like, you know?
Yeah, everyone sees.
Almost every time.
Yeah. On a road, that never happens. It's always all fucking wrong. In a McDonald's, it's just because everybody, I think they know they're there for a purpose. They're all, you know, I'm a McDonald's customer. You're a McDonald's customer. Yeah.
Dude, so what happened today was, I got in and it was one of those situations where there was like two cars on the right. Like I'm talking from the ordering, like there was a car ordering and a car behind that. Mm-hmm. And then on the left, it was a weird thing where there was a car ordering, but it was like done. Like it was about to move up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go on the left because just for cars to being able to fit in there or whatever. Yeah. I'm not trying to like, you know, not trying to cut in, but I knew that.
Oh, are you kidding? You always want to go in the shortest line.
Yeah. But it wasn't like I didn't have the thought in my mind of like I'm going to get my food before that second guy on the right. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Like I whatever. And so I did that, and then I ordered my food, and there was still. Let me think how this worked. Well, whatever. Basically, it was 100% my turn to go into the actual where you get your pay, get your food part. And the person who was at the second on the right-hand line, who was definitely after me in every possible sense, just pushed, just like almost hit my car trying to get in front of me. And the weirdest thing is, you know, the way it's arranged, I'm looking right at the person. It's not like on the freeway where if you're on the left and you look to your left, there's a passenger side, empty seat, or maybe a person there. Uh-huh. And then the driver. And
plus you're going
turn.
Fast and you might not see him. But in this situation, you're just stuck.
There's nowhere to hide. Like I'm looking right. Your car is in front of me and you're on the left driver's side and you have your window down because you were just talking. And I'm right looking right
very
at your face.
Intimate situation. It's too intimate, actually.
Yeah, it is. And this lady was just didn't give any shits at all. She was like, I'm just going, I need McDonald's really bad or whatever. I had a couple thoughts about it because one was she was driving a Range Rover, like an expensive brand new Range Rover. And she was kind of like a... you know, maybe in her 40s, really classy looking lady, like, and driving a really nice car.
Typical McDonald's customer.
Yeah, exactly. That you kind of just killed my joke.
Oh,
but
I'm sorry.
It was that at first I thought, oh, this fucking person thinks she's so fucking important. She can't wait. And then I was like, but wait, she's at McDonald's. Like, we're all on the same level. Once we get into the double drive through that pairs down into two things, we're all just McDonald's customers. Like,
yeah.
And it made
There's
it even
no
funnier.
Class.
Yeah.
Bloodlines. There's no fucking royalty. Because
I started doing it. It kind of actually pissed me off more than it should. Like, I was just going to say, oh, whatever, fuck, who cares? Yeah. But I was like, what the fuck? You can't just go in the order that it's supposed to go. Like, what, you're too good for that.
Yeah. It should and then be I
started, so then I started thinking, me, like, oh, yeah, you have your Range Rover. Like, I have a new truck. Fuck you. Like, I'm not driving a piece of shit. Yeah. Like, she didn't even look at me and think, like, we're about the same. I'll let him go. Like, maybe if she was a terrible person, she would be, oh, this fucking guy driving a 2009 Santa Fe. Fuck him or whatever. I'm like, I have a good job. I have my own business. Like, what? Why am I not as good as you right now? There was nothing I could pin.
The person and then I started, God damn it.
Yeah, I started thinking, like, why am I even going through all of this? It went back to the original thing of, like, we're just two people at McDonald's and there's nothing. It's all stripped away. We're two. It's like if
two
we were on the
most vulnerable.
Yeah. It's like if we were in the wild trying to track a bear or something. You don't check and see, like, well, how are you doing in life? How many wives have you had? It's like, we're just going to fight for
back
the bear.
Back before the nuclear war, what was your income level? It doesn't matter. You're all just in
there's
a wasteland.
Nothing matters at that point. We're just two animals trying to get our McDonald's faster than the other. But anyway, yeah, it was just funny. I just had a lot of different thoughts of thinking – I hope she thought, like, I'm really important because I'm in this car and I'm rich or whatever it is. And then I hope she realized, like, wait a minute, I'm at fucking McDonald's. How good could you really be? How much better could you be than me when you're at McDonald's and I'm at McDonald's?
Well, I have a million thoughts. First off, I want to know what's in the training manual and for when this happens. Because what I want to have happen is that when that asshole pulls up in the wrong order, I want the McDonald's worker to spend 5 minutes just being like, did you have, you didn't have the big, hold on.
Did you notice someone die out there? Or?
I'm seeing a Big Mac or whatever your order is. And you're saying you didn't have, hold, I got to call the McMan, hold on. The McManager accidentally just said, I got to call the McManager. It better be.
Yeah, just make
McManager.
It the biggest waste of time to make up for any cutting that she did.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know,
I'm sorry. Have to reset the system. It's going to take a good 25 minutes.
I know this sounds ridiculous, but we have to restart all the power. We're going to have to shut the entire thing off and redo the whole thing.
It's actually the first time this has ever happened. No one ever cuts in line. It's always just the order that you ordered. That's how you know to zipper in that order. And we just weren't equipped to handle this. So I'm going to have to.
We have to restart the whole day's sales and everything and actually make every meal again that we made to get back to this point. And then, the first thing they would say is, like, is the driver food your. Yeah. Is he alive? Do we need to call an ambulance? Is he dead? I don't hear any sirens or honking.
They need to, like, talk her through CPR. Like, you're going to go in there. Yeah. Make sure to compress the chest. And then my other thing I was going to say is, like, I've had it with the people who don't fucking do it right on the freeway, too, like, related to this. What annoys me, and people always complain about the people trying to squeeze in and get around. And, like, those people don't bother me as much as other people. Because there's, on the drive to go do the fucking musical we were in, there's a place on 5 where you lose a lane and it merges. And what happens is if you fucking merge early, so if you decide, oh, I remember this lane goes away, so I'll just merge in. Well, then you have to fucking merge again. If you do it early, then you have to merge with another person later. Like it slows everybody down. You should just go as far as you can without having to merge and then figure out, you know, where do I squeeze in the other lane? Otherwise, you're just doubling your fucking work and it's probably slowing everybody down.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah, that's the worst. The people who just wait till the last second.
No, that's the best. I'd rather have someone driving alongside of me, like, in the fucking shoulder, like, forever than people who merge early and then have to merge again. It's twice the
thing. I thought you said you merge early.
No, you don't merge early. If you
but then they're the ones who get... If they merge early, then they're the ones who get screwed.
No, not if they're in front of me. It's always I see people in front of me merging early and then they have to merge again with somebody else because all they did was essentially change lanes before the lanes close. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. So like, I thought you meant you try to change lanes early because the people pass you and then you see them again and they get in front of you again, people who are behind you.
No, I don't. I like those people. I actually am the opposite of you. Like, the further you drive in the lane that's, I like to drive in the lane that's going away until I'm not even on the road anymore. Like, it's just as long as possible.
Well, because that's all that matters is if everybody does the same thing. Like, if everyone just merged right away as soon as they could, then it would be all the merging would be done and we'd be done. Or at the last minute, like,
no, that would slow everything down. Because all that means, mathematically, all that means is you lost the lane earlier, which would make it everything slower. You want to just go all the way as far as you can and then zipper neatly, like find where you fit in and just not even, you don't even need a fucking turn signal. It should just be when you lose a lane, you just go. And then right when you get to the end, because you're already going slow because you're fucking losing lane. When you get to the end, you should notice where you are in relation to the car on your right or whatever. And then you squeeze in. That's all it should be.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. People, what they do is they put on their signal. And they're like in the lane that's going away and they cut into the other lane early and then nothing that doesn't help because then somebody else just does that again. So that's my thing that bothers me with merging. But anyway, back to McDonald's talk.
Well, that's basically all I had. But yeah, I kind of thought that too.
To McDonald's.
When I got to the payment line, I was hoping there would be some sort of like, did you have this? And I'd be like, no, you know why I don't have that? Because that lady cut in front of me. That's why.
She should get a fucking lifetime ban. We need like a McDonald's point system or something. I don't know. Just somehow that should be like a point on your driver's license or whatever they do in other states that aren't ours.
I wonder what her thinking was. Was it like, I've been waiting longer than that guy? Or was it, I'm just more important and I don't care. I'm just kidding. Because she is like stone cold. She didn't even do the fake like, oh, is it my, sorry, I'm already in the way.
Yeah.
Like nothing. She just looked straight ahead.
It's that's fucking stupid. There's no excuse for that.
What a weird life that would be to be like that.
One thing if you think you ordered ahead of the other person. But I feel like you can say that. I would say that. I'd be, I already ordered or something. I don't know.
The other thing is she could have just said, can I go? And I'd be like, fine. I don't care. Like, go ahead. Like, or let me have the opportunity to say, yeah, go ahead. Whatever. I was kind of ordered before you, but you also were waiting longer than I was. So it's fine. But to just assume and like push your car in front of mine.
Yeah.
I was just laughing. Anyway, the McDonald's is good. So all's well that ends well. And I saw my good friend. So. I have another McDonald's thing. Holy crap. Okay. Sorry. I have another McDonald's thing. This is really good. I went inside the other day because there's 5,000 cars going all the way out. So I was like, fine, I'll just go in. And have you been inside a McDonald's at all for ever lately?
Not really. Yeah. Not unless something really weird is going on. The only reason you end up inside a McDonald's is something, I don't know what, like you're stuck somewhere. I don't know. Because it's always just drive through.
Yeah. It's weird. They redid this one. They like remodeled it and it was open and everything. And I was, I went in there and there's a guy right when you walk in the McDonald's, there's a McDonald's worker and he's like, hey, do you want to use the new, kiosk?
Yeah.
To order your food. And I was like, and not even 3 feet from where he's standing telling me that there's a person at the counter ready to take my McDonald's order.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, no, it's fine. And I just asked, told the girl what I wanted. She ordered it and I waited.
Yeah.
And I watched. So I was waiting for my food for, 5 minutes or something. And I watched person after person come in and they all did the same thing. The guy said that and they were like, huh? No, I'll just order right here for the person that's right here.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to make me do more work than it is just to come in and tell a person what I want and they do the work for me? Like, and I had a couple different thoughts. That was one thought is like, I know obviously they're just trying to, fire all humans and just have computers.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say it's so that they can replace your best friend and soulmate.
Right. Which is one thing. But like, does anyone really want that besides the business, the company or whatever, of course. But like,
weird.
You're making an employee go out there and say, hey, do you want to do this thing that will replace me? Like, that's what they're doing.
It's so messed up.
It is. I felt bad for everybody. I was like, this is fucking bullshit, McDonald's. I'm going to go here like 5 times a week instead of 6.
Next, McDonald's tells its employees to like dig a grave. And then
But I love that nobody did it. Like everyone was thinking, how is that convenient
I
for get, me
well, I bet I that's weird because I would imagine the guy's instruction should be, hey, if there's a long line and people aren't using the fucking robot, tell them about the robot. That would be what it would be. Why would you point to the robot if there's a person just waiting? Stupid. Yeah.
It's so much faster. The menu, you have to push all these dumbass buttons. Like, they need to get it a little better to where you just say something and it just does it or something, you know?
I think they need picture face recognition. They're just like, oh, it's Sam. Just fucking.
Your last order was. Yeah. Oh, you again.
Yeah. Are you sure you were?
Yeah.
We're calling your wife. You've been here too many times.
You have already ordered today. Please step aside and let someone else enjoy this McDonald's.
Yeah, we ordered via kiosk in England. Because we went into a McDonald's, and boy, I'll tell you, I don't know if it was just because we were in London, England. Exactly, London, England. freaking Wayne's World 2, I guess.
Yeah.
Or what, but it was just a mass of people. It was like McDonald's in London, England is fucking Burning Man here or something. It was just infinite people. And it didn't even seem like you could use the people. Like there were, it was just solid packed lines, but there was this robot, you know, a machine that you could just type in your order. And then there was a dude, it was crazy. There was like a downstairs, you know, there's like a first level where you could, that's where we ended up. It was the only place we could find a table, and they'll like bring you your stuff. It was pretty cool. But I guess, have you heard about this? I'm pretty sure if I heard right, there's a whole gigantic controversy and maybe a lawsuit because the way they set up the robot, the computer, the kiosk, if you get a quarter, did you hear about this?
No.
If you get a quarter pounder without cheese, it like takes off some of the money. But if you do that when you order with a human, it doesn't or something like that.
Wow.
Because it's just obviously set up to, you know, just takes off all the money of what, you know, because it's a computer. Although, to be fair, they're also using computers at the front, but I don't think they're as detailed. But anyway, I guess because it did that, there was like some lawsuit for bajillions of dollars that like people are getting ripped off because it hasn't been taking off the money for if you get it without cheese or something. That's what I heard. But anyway,
those lawsuits are always weird because it's like, what did you lose? 10 cents?
So yeah, it's just for the lawyers.
Like $1 billion.
Right. Yeah. So the lawyers can do the class action and then they get a percentage. And then we all get like, if we fill out a fucking thing in the mail, then we get like 32 cents.
Yeah.
How many of those have you got? I've gotten probably two or three of those in my day. Yeah, just emails. I think that I have. Like, you're a part of a lawsuit and you can get $10. And I never have done it.
I don't do them. Yeah. Something about class action lawsuits to me, like what you just said, I just hate them. I mean, if it was something real, like people died from something, of course, but a lot of them are just like, oh, you got somebody on a technicality and you got $1 billion out of them and everyone gets 50 cents.
Man, like, I don't know. Stupid. I have the kind of the opposite feeling, which is it's usually they were screwing people over and finally somehow, because like one of them, mine was, dude, I remember one that you were probably a part of too. Wasn't there one for like, dude, there's something related to CDs or music or something.
Where, oh, yeah.
What was that? Somebody was gouging. And so
wasn't it the whole thing? The Columbia House?
The Columbia House? Yeah. No, that's sound business. That's
yeah, you're dead wrong on that one.
That's 100% above board sound.
Prove my point. Yeah.
No, it was something like that. And then the other one I was a part of that I can remember. Oh, I think one was, I know one. I'm pretty sure there was one for a video game, like a sports video game where they declared it a monopoly that, you know, like one, if something like that, where somebody controlled all the rights to something.
The game was actually Monopoly. Everyone was pissed. We've declared this Monopoly.
Stupid. Yeah, that college football game you thought you were playing? No, that's Monopoly. I'm sorry. I can't believe you didn't realize.
I'm sure most of them are probably come from something good. It just doesn't seem like anyone actually gets any. Like
right. Said, yeah. No, it ends up being nothing for you and a lot for some law firm. The last one I can remember is the New York Times. Like I was subscribed to the digital whatever. And like somehow you could get like $1 back because somehow the way they were pricing it was like not fair or something. I don't fucking care. I just paid whatever it was because I read the New York Times all the time. So I don't care. Anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying. Like sometimes it's, I mean, I don't know. Who
knows if somebody put some asbestos in my vaginal mesh or something, whatever those things are. Did you ever see that? There's always vaginal mesh and like.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, it's always, they can't. It's like the Better Call Saul or whatever. There's all these rules around like what you can and can't do to try to get those clients. You can advertise in general, but you can't like go to people or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, what are we talking about? He's talking about what? Dude, I haven't even gotten to talk about freaking soccer.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, I was going to watch both the fucking fourth place match and the championship, only to find that I had thought they were on at 11 a.m. our time, but they weren't somehow. Like, why were they not? Why would you fucking, the championship that everybody wants to watch has to be at 8 a.m. Pacific? God, I'm not waking up that early. It's fucking stupid. But then again, I guess they figured like, wherever I am is not the soccer-iest of places. So maybe they don't care about our schedule.
Yeah, I don't know. Was it like hot there and they're trying to get them done in the early day?
Yeah, I don't know. Because some of the other matches were at 11. So I was like, oh, if some of them were at 11, then surely that seems good. So just do that. But I guess maybe it's too late somewhere else. But anyway, so I missed both of them. I just didn't even look. I just was like, oh, yeah, this is on today. I'll wake up and watch it. And both times they were on super fucking early, way before I would wake up. But so that's all over. But I was just, as I watched it again, I enjoyed it because my theory is it's the worst fucking sport, but the best sporting event there is pretty much because it's the whole fucking world and they're all dying. And so they're all dying to win this thing, which is, that's awesome. Whenever that happens, that's awesome. But it's the fucking worst sport. God, it's so bad. I want it to be good. Like, I'm not like, oh, the fucking communist sport or whatever. You know, because, like, that was the Republican stance in the 80s or something. Was like, they hated it because Europe liked it. I'm not, it's not that. Like, it's just not a good sport. Dude, the coach, totally fucking meaningless. That was one of these things. They're showing... It could not be more meaningless. Like now, maybe sure before the game, I'm sure you talk strategy, you talk keys to the game, Drew's clues or whatever, the Taco Bell take on what the key is. But in the game, the coach is fucking meaningless, absolutely meaningless. Because of my other point number two, which is really should have been point number one, the field is designed to minimize the chances of anything happening. It's the size of a small planet. I cannot even understand how big this fucking field is. It's so fucking unnecessarily huge.
Is the and the like unlike hockey, there's never ending offside calls. So you could be like an inch from the goal and you kick the ball and the guys behind the defender's offside.
There shouldn't be offsides. You don't need it's so that. Dumb. It's so dumb.
And they all game it all. The whole thing is stupid and unnecessary sports gaming.
Yeah, and it's just, my point is like the rules. What?
I just remembered the guy clapping his hands for you to pass in the basketball. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, the F this one or whatever.
God, that's the greatest thing
that
ever.
That is the best ever.
If anyway. You were playing a game where you're trying to get... the ball. Oh man, so good.
Yeah, that was my bit about how you go play pickup basketball at like a it was at the gym or whatever, it was at the whatever gym thing, and like the there's always the one fucking guy who after you pick teams with people you don't know and aren't wearing uniforms or whatever, you just all have to try to kind of remember, there's the guy who will pretend he's on your team. Hey, pass me the ball, and then I you were there. Were you there for that?
Yeah, I can still see your face when you passed him the ball. God, it's the greatest thing.
Yeah, that was one of the all-time. Yeah, I passed him the ball and he goes down to does a layup and it's just like, okay.
God, so good. It's the best. It's the best.
That's not the game we're playing. We're not playing fucking try to pretend you're... It's not... We're not playing espionage the sport. Like, it's just... We don't know each other, so I don't remember who's on what team. Just I'm going to rely on the fact that, like, when we're on offense, I'll kind of know who looks like they're on offense. God, who would do that? It's the best. But anyway, God, that's the best.
All things that humans do, that's one of my favorite things. If somebody would do that and think that's something you would do.
Like, It's
so fucking meaningless.
Lame. Yeah. Oh, anyway, soccer. I want to get so again, like it's the fucking the field is so gigantic, so it's all jogging. And then I noticed because at a certain point they're making a big deal about the Russian coach, you know, because in the semi, the Russia got to the semis, I think, or maybe the quarters, one of the other. And, you know, they're like, oh, this coach is really outperforming, you know, he's outdone himself here. And he's yelling and shouting. Dude, I'm thinking nobody can hear you. Like, there's no, literally the coach position during the game is just like a showman. It's just like, we'll put you in a sound booth and you act like you have some control over the game. But everybody is 62 kilometers from you. Like, there's no, you can't, there's no possible way they could hear you. But it just looks good to kind of yell and whatever. And I guess there's substitutions.
Yeah, the substitutions is the only thing. But it's like,
yeah, but if there's there was some only brilliant get substitution, three.
Just do it. Have that guy play anyway before. Well, it's not like they're subbing every in and out. You can only sub a guy once for another guy and that's it.
Yeah, you only get three substitutions. Why is that how it works? So you want a sport where if you're like the sixth man or I guess the fucking 12th man, I think it's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're the 14th, let's see, what would it be, 14th or 15th best soccer player ever for your country, fuck you. It doesn't matter. You'll never play. You'll never see the light of day. It doesn't fucking matter. You only get three subs. It's weird. Like, and again, it's not like, it's almost as though they started from the premise of, well, there's just too much scoring. So how do we stop this at all costs?
Yeah.
You know, like, let's make it so everybody's fucking tired all the time. They can't just, no subs. And then, God, it's so bad. This was where, again, I was watching and I was invested, you know, and because it's a great event. But at a certain point, Croatia, in one of the things I forget now, one of the matches, Croatia goes down. So a guy gets injured. And I was like, oh, this is interesting because, you know, they're out of subs. Is that guy going to, what's he going to do? And they're like, oh, well, they're just down a man. And so they play with 10. And me, coming from a hockey background / any other sport on earth, if you lose a guy, it's like, oh, well, that's you're dead. Like, how are you going to fucking, what are you going to play basketball with four people? And, you know, like, or hockey was a power play. You know, you get scored on 25% of the time. If you lose, man, the way the, as a lay person, the way the announcers talked about it, it was like, you know, like they were discussing like a slight temperature change. It was like, oh, well, Croatia's, they're down a man. So I guess maybe we'll see if the other team can take advantage of that. It's like, what? I thought that would be like a monumental thing. Like, oh my God. But it's because of the fucking gigantic field and 1,000 soccer players. So it doesn't matter. Like it makes almost no difference somehow. That's a sign of a bad sport. When you lose a guy and it's like, nah. Who cares?
Yeah, we didn't really need him anyway.
Why was he even there?
So you know what's weird about it is like, you know, like you said, the field is way too big. There's really not that much scoring. It's impossible to do anything. They call offside. Anywhere on the field is offside all the time. And yet, if a good team plays like a bad country, they'll win like 10 to nothing. Like it would, you know, it's like, I guess that happens with hockey too, but if they changed all those rules and made this field smaller, it'd be like 1,000 to nothing if a good team played like, The amount of difference in skill somehow is huge in soccer, it seems like. I don't get it.
It must be. Yeah, I don't really. It feels like it should be the opposite, right? Because you can stop everybody all the time. So, I don't know.
It's maybe the worst. I hate it. I didn't watch a single minute of any of it. I quit soccer.
Then in this game, which I thought it was like a nerve-wracking game. I think it went to extra time. And so the team scores in the extra time. And I'm like, oh, game, awesome. That's game over. That's they scored. It's fucking overtime. And then they keep playing.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck injury is time. This? It's not even that.
Oh, you extra play time,
90 goddamn minutes. And if that's not enough, you don't just have a sudden death overtime. You have in a sport where no one ever scores. That would be the sport where you should have sudden death. Like if basketball had sudden death, that would be the stupidest fucking thing in the world. Because like you just score all the time. But in a sport where literally there's no scoring, like it's just fucking 0-0, 0-0, 0-0 forever. That's the sport where if it goes to extra time, you have a full 30 minutes with a halftime. Dude, with a halftime in the middle. of the extra time. It's the weirdest thing. And then the ref has all the power in the world. It's all the ref. That's all that matters.
Right. Yeah.
In one match I watched, there the team was down by one, and one of the really good players got the puck, got the ball close, pretty close to the goalie. People who know soccer can say what happened. And the guy got flat out taken out. It wasn't one of the fake ones. They showed the replay and like the guy got just fucking tripped to death close to the goalie. Like it might've been in the box or whatever, which I think is a free kick or something. Or anyway. And the ref was like, nah. And that was the whole game. Was that who knows if he would have scored, but he was close nearby. He got totally tripped. The guy didn't even hit the ball. He just hit his leg. Like, even this layperson knows that was a fucking trip. And even the announcers were like, wow, that should have been a call. But that's the whole game, and it doesn't. So that 90 minutes of fucking bullshit is ruined by one ref just being like, nah, because he has to have all the power. It's just such a bad sport. God, everything about it.
Yeah, they don't have replays on stuff. Like, they could easily, if a guy's faking an injury like they do 100,000 times.
They should eject him. They should do a replay system. And if they determine, like, oh, nothing happened to you, you're out of the game. Fucking out of the game. You're gone.
They should. Yeah, I saw one. I did see one on some replay of the final that where nothing happened and he rolled around forever. And it was like, nothing happened to you.
Yeah,
and he was like, the guy was trying to pick him up. That's the other team guy will pick him up. Like,
I saw that one too.
And they act like they're just
dead. It makes it even worse because all they're trying to do is fucking waste time.
Yeah,
The way the time is set up, that's obvious. I mean, everyone knows the stoppage time is fucking stupid. And then 538 did a cool article about how it's about half what it should be. They said they timed everything and the average. Or no, like the high end of what any ref ever gives you is 6 minutes, and it's almost always double that is the actual stoppage time, like what, you know, what it should be. And like, no one cares, whatever. It's just how it goes. You know, like okay, so your sport just sucks because of that. And like, a clock isn't that hard. That's not one of the harder things to do in sports. Like, oh, the ball's out of play, stop. Oh, a fucking douchebag is rolling around on the ground for an hour. Oh, here, I'll hit stop on the stopwatch. It's not hard. It's not hard to do.
It's a joke. The whole sport's a joke.
It's just fucking stupid.
Kicking the ball is cool. When they make good shots, that's the only thing that's cool. All the rest of it is ridiculously bad.
They shouldn't even have a goalie. Why do they have a goalie?
Yeah, I don't know.
No point. Nobody scores. The goalie, the goalie only makes a save if it just so happens that they like kicked it right at him. You know, like it's just stupid. It's so.
Yeah, they're not reacting in real time to like.
Yeah, like there was one where he did and it was pretty cool, but that's one out of a billion. Like they don't. Yeah. I think they said like, oh yeah, he's got two saves. Like coming from hockey, it's just like, cool, two saves. It doesn't even, it's nothing. Whatever.
Yep.
All right, so I didn't even scratch the surface of that fucking nonsense.
Yeah. But should we do boner then?
Yeah, you want to do boner? Yeah, let's do boner. I've got more just to tease it. I think I've probably got one more soccer thing. But also, dude, I've got a funny thing to talk about. Kind of should be on the main show, but whatever. We got to reward our patrons. There's Lydia saw an ad for like a job, like want ad, you know, whatever thingy for like a podcast related company around here. It's just so funny. Got to tell you about that. So that's my teaser for the bonus material over on patreon.com/shoeshine. And for everybody else, we'll see you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.